The Brothers Grimm.
Is this what I think it is?
Oh, it's a pinata. Hey, Kitty.
Holy shit, Babs, you were gonna beat up your boss in effigy?
Yeah, I can't tell whether that's punk rock or disturbing.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be boss, 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 boss.
Ah! I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. Push through the hole, he's open the door. He better be strong, and it grows more and more. He's filling the streets, it's barely for good. It's not somewhere else, it's in your neighborhood. He's trying to ignore it, but you can't run away. The horrors surround, right, he lit on display. They tease and they talk, they burn in your eyes. And you bury your head, they're already inside. Ah! I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore.
We'll be right back.
friends. It's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's the second week of January 2023. You're tuned in to the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. It's me, D.D. Grimm, and we're going to get the Mad Axe on here the next couple weeks via Zoom, I guess. That's the plan anyways. And, you know, nothing happening. I got nothing to say really this week. It's raining like crazy for like a week straight in California. Everybody acts like it never rains, shit flooding and all that. Come May, we'll be crying that we're in another drought. This week we have a bunch of newer stuff, even have some 2023 stuff, a bunch of stuff I have to translate. We started out with Toronto's Old. They did Can't Stand It Anymore off their self-titled from 2022. Brooklyn's Vaccine after that did Less Than Human off their Vaccine self-titled from 2020. Philly's Fucking Lovers after that did Never Ending Confrontation off of City Hippies from 2019. And we close it out with Japan's Painkiller Addiction. That was from late 2022. And it's a Japanese titled tune. I think it translates to Affected Smile off of Open Your Eyes. Remember, check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast each and every week, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. at Cali time, over at Punk Rock Demonstration, that's at punkrockdemo.com, and over at Ripper Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as well. I just recently watched that American Hardcore documentary again for like the second, third, fourth time, whatever it was. We've been playing a lot of new stuff lately, so let's play some older stuff. This is Die Kreuzen. They're going to do Think of Me off of Die Kreuzen 1984.
Punk rock. bringing you a chilling expose on a violent new art form threatening the very fiber of our nation's youth, hardcore punk.
Pretty hard to beat that earlier hardcore stuff. Well, that last tune wasn't so much earlier hardcore as the rest of it. That American Hardcore documentary starts out good. It's talking about inflation, being pissed, this and that. Not much has changed, I guess, as far as that goes. It's kind of crazy that that first wave of hardcore only lasted four or five years or whatever they say, 6 years. And then most of those hardcore bands kind of went and started making slower music or whatever you call it. Not being very good of a historian here. You just heard the Maggots. They did Let's Get Tammy Wynette off of a Tammy Wynette 1980. I just recently watched that George and Tammy documentary series, whatever you call it, the show over on Showtime, and it was pretty good. You know, junky country singer and a drunk. Mylon Heads before that did Medical Fame off of Medical Fame, Germany, Pogar Records. Nihilistics before that did Badge of Shame off their self-titled from 1983. Typhus did Hong Kong Girl from 1980-1028. I might have got that over at archive.org, and I'm thinking, weird title there, probably some bad notes. Southern California is the middle class, original hardcore punkers did Out of Vogue off of Out of Vogue, the early materials that was released over on Bandcamp in 2008. or they put it on Bandcamp. That was re-released in 2008, and Die Kreutzen started that one out. Let's go with the common house band for the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. This is Guttermouth with My Chemical Imbalance from Shave the Planet 2006.
Guttermouth, you're listening to the Brothers Grimm podcast. So, enjoy the we'll see you around.
Yeah. combating pandemics, because in 1918, mm-hmm. the advice was wear a mask, wash your hands.
That's right.
And 100 years later, 103 years later, wear a mask, wash your hands.
It was soul crushing to find that. I was really hoping that, like, in 1918, they'd be like, drink a tincture of mercury and butterfly juice. Like, I was hoping it'd be like some bizarre thing, and I'm like, we've come a long way, baby.
Yep, shred into the apocalypse as usual over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Remember, go check out the Brothers Grimm Punkcast set list for each and every show over at brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. Give you a link to the archive, archive.org, where you can stream it, download it, whatever. And we're on iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well. Go subscribe over there, please. I'm already finding some 2023 stuff over on Bandcamp. You just heard from Mississippi's Earth Girl Tapes, that was Primitive Fucking Ballers, did COVID Punks is Hippies off of You Gotta Do Something, that's fresh off the press. And it seems like this pandemic's over with. Not many people worried about getting vaccinated, not many people losing their jobs over not getting vaccinated. And I'm not being a conspiracy theorist, but ever since I got those vaccine and the booster and all that, I've got sick more the past couple years than I have in a long time. It looks like old COVID's kind of disappearing, but it will pop up when it's convenient, like maybe the next election. Before that, Japan's Malimpiki did something translated to Mutual Understanding off of a 7-inch I can't even find a translation for. Before that, Aborticidio did Misery Dumps. I translated that also off of their self-titled. After the Bombs, before that, did Condemned from their Complete Discography 2016. Homegrown, before that, did Fuck Guttermouth off of You Make Me Sick from 1999. That's a pretty mediocre punk band from the UK back in old 1999, 90s, early 2000s. whatever I'm trying to say. I found that over at Bandcamp as well. And then we started out with good old Guttermouth, one of our favorites over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Of course, you know that. Let's keep going with this new stuff. Here's another brand new one off the press. This is Washington, California's Grievous Pain. They're going to do Society Collapsing Bomb from Massacre Melody. Get all these over at Bandcamp.
Again, this is rumor control. Here are the facts.
Why?
We'll be right back.
really? Another dick shot? Oh, God. Damn it. Please, why do you have to keep doing that?
What? I would have shot you in the dick if the target wasn't so small.
It just seems a little excessive. You know, you could go dick shot, then headshot, then dick shot. Just mix it up a little. Something.
It's basically a public service.
I've said a lot of stuff I found in December 2022 over at Bandcamp, but that was fresh off the press right there. That was from Iniquity Recordings, Germany. Vehemen did Punk Piedras y Gasolina off of something I'll translate to The One They Thought Was Dead. Prague's Inner Punkse before that did one from late 2022 that was 161 from A Universe of Fear split with LP with Marne. Indonesia's Vaiki Valta before that did Liar off of Spectrum. Kebisigan Masa Depan, I'm butchering all that. Central California Fresno's Clinic before that did Endless from Happy Pill. Rumor Control from New Jersey did a brand new one that was Free as Fugitive from Hear the Facts from Let Them Eat Tapes, and started out with Washington, California's Grievous Pain. That's definitely going to make the best of 2023. I can feel it. Let's do three more from late 2022. This is Switzerland's Pig Sweat. They're going to do Psychosis off of Don't Panic.
flesh, consider I free. Ignorance is bliss, I will never know a cheat. The hell will stay the same, it's not a man in weak. Ignorance is bliss, then we are all from the sheep. It stinks, it stinks, it stinks. Ignorance is no bliss. So fucking tell your kids. It stinks. It's bliss. They say ignorance is bliss, don't say that I agree. Ignorance is bliss, I will never tell my cheek. The heart will stay the same, it's not a man in weak. Ignorance is bliss, and we are all from off the sheep. It stinks. It is no bliss. It stinks. It stinks. Wolf amongst the sheep, immorality is weak. Ignorance is bliss, I will never turn my cheek. Immorality is weak, I will never turn my cheek. Immorality is weak, I will never turn my cheek. It stinks. Don't tell your kids that ignorance is no bliss. It's bliss. Ignorance stinks, ignorance stinks. It fucking stinks, yeah, ignorance stinks. It's not a bliss, don't tell your kids that ignorance fucking smells like fucking piss.
Thanks for the invite, punk.
You know, I have to admit to you, a lot of us elected officials have been in office for a while. Every once in a while, something you learn makes you viscerally angry. Like if you had the person in front of you, you'd want to pop them. No, I really mean it. Yeah.
send the Brothers Grimm some shit over to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. Hate mail, and sent us some shit that fits the show. That was Pitfall, speaking of the American Hardcore documentary. That was Nervous Breakdown. We'll cover that from Cover Whatever You Want, number 2, from Inner City Uprising. That was 2018. Phobia Records before that. Mesom Naplocho, I think that's how you would pronounce that band name, did Mafia off their self-titled EP from 2015. Before that was a newer one from December 2022. That was Australia's The Obsessions did Kuda Sad off of their self-titled, and Wretch from the Netherlands did Ignorance Is Piss off of the Wretch demo tape. That was another later 2022 find, and Switzerland's Pig Sweat started that one out. Here's a classic as far as I'm concerned. This is Spaz. They're going to do A Kiss of the Sasquatch from Sweatin' to the Oldies.
Be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're going to have yourself a Scooby snack. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
What a session. What a groovy session.
I can't wait to hear the tape.
Oh, you're out of sight, baby. You're out of sight.
Does that really sound all right?
Hang loose and listen.
Hey, Mama. You seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
What happened to my voice?
Well, just a little electronic sleight of hand.
It's terrible. You can't even hear the words.
Well, of course not.
There's a voice that's on the neck of that. It's too many people who can't get their mind. There's no time for dead shots. Move on, never stay strong. There's a party song. Everything I fall. Don't care about people. You still have to know. There's no explanation. No fight for devastation. This part is on the length of death. It's too many people who can't just survive. No hesitation. Move on, never stay strong. There's no explanation. Move on, never stay strong.
When you look around you, it feels like the world is going crazy. You have to ask yourself, like, is this normal? Or have we all fallen under some kind of spell?
Rock that off!
What does it mean to be fascist? Like, what do you, what do we all believe is to be fascist? Like, what is that? What is that?
So that's usually a dictative government that sort of controls economy and information, control of information. And while people have some personal freedoms, ultimately the government has rights above the people and works to try to shut out people who disagree with them to have a power hold upon an autocracy.
Okay.
Cooling it down and closing it out as usual over here at the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Remember, go check out PunkBot138 over on Instagram. Tags lots of cool bands and fucking badass labels. Go check out old PunkBot138 over on Instagram. Can't go wrong. That was The War's End. Little Rancid cover there from Sam Wortenby and Friends. That's Sam Wortenby from Take 92 Podcast and Take 92 over at Bandcamp. You know, the lead dude for Dead Fucking Serious, Eugene, Oregon. That was off of Stolen Songs 3. Get that over at Bandcamp. That's 2014. The Misfits. Gotta play The Misfits every now and then. Before that, did We Bite from Earth AD 1983. Mob 47 did Valfer Holler V. Cuffed from The Ultimate Attack, of course. Uncurbed before that did Acting Like Fools from The Strike of Mankind, 1993, and we start out with Spaz, Can't Beat Those Spaz Songs. Like I said, let's cool down and close it out this week with Beer Me. This is a band that old Matt Axe found over at Bandcamp. This is from 2016. This is Skate or Don't from Ode to Youngling. So, till next time, anarchy! How's that working out for you?
Skate! 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 I'm fucking down! Commit a You've been listen to the Brothers Grimm Podcast.